Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
According to Variety, Ariana Grande was paid $8 million to headline Coachella this year.
Get it, girl.
Which is a staggering fee by any standard. But it's even more so considering that Beyonce was reportedly paid half that amount to headline last year. So Beyonce was likely paid between $3 and $4 million last year, and fans are furious that Beyonce appears to have been stiffed in comparison to Ariana Grande. Now, it is possible that Beyonce managed to negotiate exclusive rights to her Coachella performance, and so it's likely that she secured a check from Netflix to actually distribute that footage on Netflix for her new documentary that's out right now, which, you know, would result in her walking away from Coachella with way more than $4 million.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I was reading comments on social media about this yesterday, and I'm like, dude, this is apples to oranges. I'm sorry. Beyonce is one of the best dancers, singers, artists of all time. I definitely think she's in that group, but Beyonce had one number one in the last several years, and it wasn't even hers. It was in 2017, she was on Perfect with Ed Sheeran. It's his song, and Single Ladies was her last number one. That was like in 2008. So Beyonce does have more number ones than Ariana Grande, but they're all from like the early 2000s. Ariana Grande's in her prime. I think it makes sense that she was given more to perform at Coachella in this day and age. Am I wrong?
No, I think you have points there. I still think Beyonce is queen. Like, she obviously, Single Ladies will never die. But you know what it is though too? We don't know, because maybe moving forward, like imagine if Cardi B does it. Like maybe
right.
She'll get 12 million. Like maybe the rate just goes up every year too. That
yeah.
could be a possibility. No, if it's like Beyonce comes back next year, it's like, hey, here's a million. Like, what?
It also, let me just tell you, it also has a lot to do with when you see different actors, actresses, artists, whatever, complaining about how they were paid versus somebody else. You know what it is? 9 times out of 10, the agent that they've hired that's doing the negotiations for them didn't do as good of a job as somebody else's agent. I mean, that's just how the cookie crumbles. That works in any job. If you are doing a contract.
You know I'm hungry.
If you have a contract in your job or you're negotiating your salary, whatever, like, you know, if you have somebody on your behalf, an attorney or whatever doing it, you're probably going to get a better deal. James Corden helped make a 12-year-old cancer patient's dream come true by filming a carpool karaoke video with her. Vera Gordon and her mom were flown from Ann Arbor, Michigan to LA to tape this special episode. Here is a little clip.
Well, we did it.
We did it.
We did it.
Yeah, we did.
And I'm going to say this. At the start of this, we talked about how many great people have sat in that chair
mm-hmm.
to do a carpool.
Mm-hmm.
Not one of them is greater than you. I mean
Thank
it.
You.
You're incredible. Thank you for coming to do this. I'll never ever forget it.
Thank you for letting me do it.
Oh, you're incredible. This is James.
I'm Vera.
And this is the end of our carpool karaoke.
Bye.
Until next time. Bye.
Stop it. I didn't want to cry this morning. What the heck?
And so I guess her and like her dad or something made a little video, which is what caught James Corden's attention. Here's a little clip of that.
I'm in Detroit with
Vera, and I beat cancer twice. I want to meet James Corden and do carpool karaoke.
Why do you want to do that?
Because I used to watch his videos in the hospital all the time, and they made me super happy.
Isn't that cute? HBO is producing a documentary series on the sex cult NXIVM. One of its prominent members, former Smallville actress Allison Mack, just pleaded guilty earlier this month to charges of sex trafficking and conspiracy to commit forced labor. The group's leader, Keith Raniere, is scheduled to go to trial on the charges, and the series will feature interviews with former members of the group. I cannot wait. I am living for all the HBO documentaries that keep coming out. Oh, it's my dream. And finally, Lionel Richie talked about turning 70 with Jimmy Kimmel.
My grandmother lived to be 103 on my mother's side, 98 on my father's side. So I'm just banking on genes.
Yeah, sure.
The number is just out of control.
Are you going to have a big party or a party?
I am going to go find a nice corner of the world, turn the light off, and just sit quietly.
Really?
And let it pass, and then the next morning I'm up and I'm another
You'll be
number.
Back at it.
That is the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.